You're listening to Chili B ASMR. For visual experiences, find us on YouTube. Now relax and enjoy the audio.
Hello, and welcome to your frequency healing session today. I'm going to be using various tones, hums, and vibrations to reset the chakras and really penetrate on an emotional and physical level. We want to try and balance you out and create some grounding from the crown to the root. Okay, so that's going to be my goal for today's session. Do you have any questions before we begin? It can be very emotional work, yes. So if you feel overwhelmed at all, I suggest you close your eyes and just reduce one of those senses so you can really focus on the audio experience and let the frequency do its work, okay? Perfect. So before we begin, I just would like to know your birthday and month. Perfect. So I'll keep that in mind when I'm calling on the moon phases and the astrological spirits around us to really connect you to the earth based on your own frequencies with nature and with the planet, okay? Perfect. Let's begin by prepping the room. I want to light a candle first. This flame will burn throughout the entire session and create a sort of a space that we can be safe and protected within that smoke. So I am using my favorite rose candle. It's just a very warm and loving scent. Just feel slight heat start to creep up your face. I want you to embrace that discomfort. Just wiping you with the warmth. Most of our work today will be off the body. This is where we can embrace the physical. Feel that energy already starting to move here. Gently wiping it over you. And setting aside, keeping it burning for the remainder of the session. Next up, I just have a bit of moon water. It has been sitting in the basking light of the moon, which of course also includes the energy of the sun. So this is the light radiating off the sun, refracting off the moon. We are all connected. And I just want to sort of bathe you in this to get the ions really entrenched into our body. It just strengthens us and enlightens us a little bit, making the frequency more effective. Just peeling some of these bits off from that Next up, I have two stones here. I'll be tapping them gently around you. You'll hear a slight vibration sound. These are just the energy waves of the two stones meeting, combining their utility. Watching your reactions and how your body is starting to absorb the energy to see what we need. Setting the stones aside, take a deep breath in and out. Again, just in between these prep moments, making sure we're assessing the energy, making sure we're not causing any distress to the energy. Okay, moving on. I'd like to just introduce some beads. I'm already feeling that frequency starting to call to me, so I might introduce some light humming during this time. Penetrating. Okay. Lastly, I'd just like to sweep you with a few things. I have just a gem bag. I want to do some gentle sweeps, and I have put your birthstone in here. Our birthstone, it's so well suited for us because it matches the same sort of cosmic makeup. Why we often feel and look good while wearing our birthstone, because we're aligned. And that balance and that symmetry is very attractive in the universe, because the universe wants to find balance. The mind wants to find organization in the chaos, in the entropy. Some uneven energy spikes there. Lastly, before we start the frequency work with the tuning forks, I want to just sweep you with a few feathers. Encourage relaxation. Again, it might feel nice to close your eyes. And slowing down our work here. Removing any last remnants, tossing them aside, last bit of energy work here. I think I'm ready to start the tuning fork session. I feel that we're in a place that makes sense to go from root to crown, to uplift and really not only ground us into our roots, but make sure that we're able to move forward, move upwards, become a little bit more enlightened and one with the universe, and be able to move beyond what is just below our feet. So I'll start out with the root chakras and work my way upwards. This should be a very relaxing yet inspiring session. So the root tuning fork is 194.18 hertz. It is a medium tone frequency, not exceptionally high, not exceptionally low. And I will be activating the tuning fork in a couple of different ways for different vibratory experiences. So just let it make its way through the body, through the mind.
a bit stronger of a strike here. To go even deeper now that we have introduced the frequency to the body. Absorbing, feeling that tingling in the bottom of your toes, maybe making your toes feel a little cold. Making our way slowly upward through the chakras next to the sacral. And this one is 210.42 hertz. It's a much higher frequency. And you're going to feel it sort of electrifying that deep sacral point of your body, deep in the stomach and the back. Starting out with a more muted experience, get the body used to this frequency. You're going to feel this in the pit. Stomach, almost making you want to bend at the waist, that slight funny feeling. But slowly, as it becomes less strange, become more pleasant, starting to relax the organs. Going deeper now. Reduces aches in the stomach, helps to aid digestion, slowly going away. Next up, the solar plexus, deep here. The chest. This is a lower frequency at 126.22 hertz. So it's going to be a little bit, felt a little bit deeper. Might make you feel like you need to take a breath, a big breath, and I encourage you to do so.
being bigger and heavier. This tuning fork takes up a little more space energy-wise in the room. Vibrations are a little bit wider apart. Deep breath and let the air escape and the vibrations enter.
Moving on to the heart chakra, the halfway point of our tuning fork session at 136.1 hertz. It's also quite low. And oftentimes people will say they feel their heart rate start to slow with this frequency.
Increasing the intensity now. Striking it two more times.
Before we move on to our top four chakras, just want to reassess the energy a little. Those four tuning forks were our grounding tuning forks. They're also focused in the trunk of our body where we keep our vital organs. And we'll slowly move into chakras from the throat up. These are much more emotionally linked. It seems like you're doing a lot better. Energy is relaxed, so let's keep moving. Our throat chakra at 141.27. Also on the lower scale, but not as low as our solar plexus.
And you may feel the need to swallow, or the throat to start to feel a little tighter, like you were going to cry. That's just the body receiving the waves. Stimulating the throat chakra can help if you're having trouble communicating or sharing how you're feeling. It will allow more energy to escape from that area, allowing you to be heard better, to express yourself better. Watching as the body reacts, watching your pulse, your respirations, see how the energy is moving you.
Next, the third eye chakra, we move up to a higher frequency again, 221.36 hertz. The third eye, right here, this is going to feel a bit uncomfortable at first. It might bring up some thoughts you've been pushing deep inside your mind. The third eye sees things that we cannot. It's our conscience, our inner monologue.
I find this to be one of the most soothing and uncomfortable frequencies that I use. Two sides to the same coin.
Moving on to the crown, 172.6 hertz, sort of a middle of the road tone, not too high, not too low. It's very calming, very soothing, feeling it in the top of your head, pulling you upwards.
This is our penultimate frequency, and the last one directly attached to the body.
reach our final frequency, our final tuning fork, the high heart, an emotional place, connects us to our energy, connects us to the world, and really lifts us up to more of a connection to the stars and the universe that we exist amongst. So 272.2 hertz, it's a very high frequency, and it might send a shock through your whole system.
Releasing any last bits of tension or disconnection from the universe.
Taking the candle in the beginning of our session, reintroducing that warmth before blowing it out. I hope this session brought you stability, uplifted you, and prepared you to take on whatever you need to in the coming days. Please feel free to come back to this session whenever you need it.